Caleb held himself steady, refusing to be swayed by the bite in her tone. "Emily," he said simply, "daughter of Void."
"I see," General Pollock said.
His voice revealed nothing.
"You overreach yourself, do you not? She is a baroness of Zangaria."
"I am a sorcerer," Caleb countered. He'd known his father would object on those grounds, if nothing else. General Pollock came from aristocratic stock, but his father had been a mere knight. Grandfather Carrick had been powerful enough to buy his son a commission, yet he'd never been as wealthy and powerful as a baron.
"We are social equals."
"And her father is a lone power," Mediator Sienna said slowly. "Do you not fear his thoughts on the matter?" Caleb hesitated, but pressed on.
"That is why I have decided on a formal courtship," he said.
He'd always had the impression that Emily was largely flying free. He didn't think that an experienced sorcerer would have allowed the crisis in Cockatrice to get so badly out of hand, but marriage was quite another issue.
"It would allow him a chance to object before matters became serious." "She may reject you," General Pollock warned. "You are not a wealthy man."
"I know," Caleb said. The family wealth, what little there was of it, would go to Casper once his parents passed away. General Pollock was a poor man by the standards of their social equals, but not using his position to enrich himself had made him popular with troops under his command.
"I do, however, have excellent prospects."
His father's face darkened.
"But not as a defender of the Allied land."
Caleb bit down the response that came to mind. His father had expected his children, his male children at least, to go into the military, to fight for the Allied land. Casper, whatever his flaws, was a halfway decent combat sorcerer. But Caleb? He'd always been more interested in fundamental magic research than fighting. The transfer to Whitehall had been the best thing that had ever happened to him.
"His research may prove useful," Mediator Sienna said.
General Pollock gave her a surprised look. Caleb couldn't help staring at her in astonishment. His mother might be formidable, but it was rare for her to disagree with her husband in public. Caleb knew they'd had some spectacular rows, yet they'd always been held in private. They'd always put forward a united front. His mother ignored their surprise.
"Do you believe she likes you?"
Caleb swallowed. That was the question, wasn't it? He had never been able to read a girl, to tell if she was interested in him or if she was just being polite. The lads in the barracks had bragged endlessly about how many girls they'd slept with. Caleb was privately sure most of them were lying, but he had never had a serious relationship with anyone. Stronghold had enrolled only a handful of female students, while he'd been too busy at Whitehall to consider the possibilities. He'd never had the nerve to go into a brothel when he'd been on leave.
"I think so," he said finally.
He went on before his mother could start demanding details.
"That's why I decided on a formal courtship. If she thinks otherwise..."
"You can back off without shame," his mother finished.
It would be embarrassing to be rejected, Caleb was sure, but better than getting into a muddle. Courtship, if nothing else, was a ritual intended to ensure that everything was open without even the merest hint of impropriety.
"I would advise you to be careful, though. It is rare for a lone power to have a child."
"And one so grossly irresponsible at that," General Pollock growled. "Inviting both the Ashworths and Ashfalls to the fair. What was she thinking?"
"She shut them both down," Caleb reminded him. His mother met his eyes.
"Yes, she did," she agreed. "But it was still irresponsible."
"I like her," Caleb said, refusing to look away. "I request your blessing for the courtship."
General Pollock exchanged a long look with his wife.
"We shall discuss it in private," he said finally. "Wait."
Caleb scowled inwardly as his mother cast a privacy ward, ensuring he couldn't hear a word of what passed between them. It galled him to have to go to his parents, but he knew they would have been furious if he'd approached someone with serious intentions without consulting them first. There were times when he wouldn't have minded being disowned. Yet, in truth, he loved his family. Even Casper.
"Father has no magic," he reminded himself, "and yet he rules the family with a rod of iron."
He looked down at the stone floor, then up as the privacy ward disappeared.